Sitka has one artificial turf ball field that was built with state money. Building a new one is a costly endeavor. That's why Assembly members Chris Yestad and Kevin Mosier have proposed that the city take on bond debt to cover construction costs and use the excess revenue from a fund dedicated to the former city-owned hospital to cover payments on those bonds. Right now, the money is set aside to cover retirement costs for former Sitka Community Hospital employees. The fund also takes in money from the tobacco tax, and city staff anticipate in the coming years there will be a surplus. At the Sitka Assembly meeting on July 8th, one member of the public and several Assembly members wondered if using that surplus for sports and recreation was the best use of the money. Lauren Wild is with the Early Childhood Coalition. She says more than a year ago, they identified the tobacco tax as a possible fund to subsidize childcare in Sitka. And while she says she supports youth athletics, she feels let down by the city.
We're losing kids primarily due to lack of childcare and housing. This body is working on housing but shows little interest in childcare. Childcare centers need subsidies to operate. If we do not invest in it now, you're not going to have any youth left in this community to use the athletic facilities and recreation facilities you want to build and fix with the Sitka Community Hospital Fund.
Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss referenced last year's State of Sitka's Economy report, in which local business leaders were asked to rank the importance of issues in creating a vibrant business climate. Childcare and attracting and retaining a workforce-aged population topped the list. Recreation was at the bottom. Eisenbeiss says it's not that the business community doesn't want recreational facilities, but that those facilities are already sufficiently serviced.
We have many fields, we have pools, we have cabins, we have trails, we have playgrounds. But I don't think there's anyone at this table that can say that we have sufficient teachers and daycare facilities, youth education facilities.
Several Assembly members said while the issue of childcare is incredibly important, there won't be enough money in the fund to address an issue that large. And they said the money won't be available for years. Here's Assembly member Chris Yestad.
This is going to take too long. Childcare needs something now. And this is going to be something where there's not really a decent amount of funding to really make a good impact with childcare for quite some time. But recreation and athletic facilities, they can wait. You know, it isn't such a urgent thing. We can plan.
Assemblymember Kevin Mosier agreed with Yestad and said sports and recreation facilities will be a major driver in retaining families in Sitka.
That's a very crucial thing that people are interested in. They want their children to have things to do.
Ultimately, after making several amendments to the initiative, the Assembly approved it on a 4-2 vote, with Assemblymember J.J. Carlson and Mayor Eisenbeiss opposed. It will consider the item again at its July 22nd meeting. If the Assembly approves the initiative, it will go before voters in the municipal election this October. In Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.